I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How are you doing there today, Big Dave?
Having fun.
That's it. So you started prep. How does it feel?
It's good. It's going exactly how it's planned.
There you go. So if you feel like crap, you're going to win. If you feel good, you're going to lose. It's really simple.
I was explaining it to Vanessa because I got a preview of it last time, you know, so I kind of know what to expect at this day kind of thing. She was like, I feel like crap. I said, well, you're doing something right. And she was like,
something's going right.
And you know what? It clicked that she felt better, even though she felt like crap. So,
yep. It's a very strange phenomenon. Not too many people can experience it. So enjoy your process. So this week, our topic is setting the target. In today's Meeting of the Minds, we are discussing stopping the declarations. So setting a target in personal development is building your energy to move from the valley and your current reality, and setting the target on the mountain to move your energy to a higher vibration and change your reality. Without a divine target, you cannot and will not change your current reality. You must have a defined target. By setting the target, you create motion. And with a defined plan set to hit that target, you create action. And with action, you create momentum. With a well-set target and practices to let go of the lower energy of the valley, distractions are eliminated as you enter the process and maintain focus on the endpoint. Would you say that was a pretty good description of setting the target?
Yeah, pretty damn well.
You have anything you want to add to that?
The one thing I would say, because it's something very different, is like in school and even in college when they had to set us set goals and stuff, they were so broad. So when you say a defined target, that's to me the key point that sticks out, because I was never taught that, but I was always taught to have goals and things like that, and even had classes in it in college, but never went into detail at all.
And that's one of the keys, because setting the target can only be accomplished through action. See, setting a target cannot be accomplished through want, wishing, and making declarations. A target is defined as a mark to shoot at. This is your desired goal. A goal is defined as an objective target. It is the end point. A declaration is the act of making an official statement about something. So telling everyone you are going to go on a diet to lose weight without a defined target, goal, and plan is declaring what you want to do, would like to do, going to do. It's all caca. Declarations are one of the strongest tools of the ego next to avoidance. Mm-hmm. You thought it's all caca, right? It's just a fact.
Yeah, it's too common now. You know, it's almost like if you didn't say it, it didn't happen, and you know, it's that validation that's screwing people up. But that declaration has been detrimental even for me, and I thought it was a good thing to hold myself accountable. You know, and it backfires every time.
And that's what we want to talk about today. We want to bring this into awareness, because declarations actually stem from the ego's base energy of the wants, the want to control. The ego tells everyone how they will achieve this weight loss by controlling their will to eat better and controlling the urge to stay away from bad foods, mm-hmm. right? Declaration. This is what I'm going to do. The want of security. The ego declares how they will create this new business. They talk about all the great ideas they have, how they will finally make it and be happy. Yet, they will avoid starting or quit at the first challenge and run back into the comfort zone. That's what happens from the want of security. The want to belong. The ego creates declarations of what they will do, all in the name of being accepted by some group. The declarations will match the belief systems of the particular group they desire to be in. Mm-hmm. And the want of approval. The ego loves mimetic desire. Declarations are shouted from the rooftop. All the kinds of great changes you're going to make in the new year to get those likes and that approval and be liked and seen on your social media pages. Yeah. And I know I laugh. It's not funny, actually. It's kind of sad. And we're going to get deeper into it in this episode. But that want of approval is very strong. And we make all kinds of declarations about the things we're doing and how great we're doing and the changes we're making. And again, it's all caca. That's the word of the day.
It's funny you laugh because as you're saying it, I keep on thinking back to multiple moments where it pops out where I've done it. And as I'm saying it, I remember being like so proud and so motivated that let's go. And I remember it ending just as fast.
And I want to help people because this is really important to understand because people are trapped. And so the question is this, why do we talk so much? Declarations are not just connected to something you want to do or change. When you make a declaration that you cannot do something, when you declare what you cannot overcome, be it some past trauma or some habit or a life situation, what you declare you cannot overcome, it becomes your story. And it will be a story you tell over and over and over again as it becomes part of your identity and it sets your subjective reality. So it's not always declarations of what we're going to do, declarations of what we can't do.
Yeah.
That's what I always tell people. If you can take the word can't and substitute it for the word won't, you'll be just fine. Mm-hmm. Because if you can say, I won't do it, then at least you're making the conscious decision and the ego is not using declarations to avoid action.
Yeah, you're being honest.
That's right. And then a lot of times, that is
they'll be honest with themselves for one of the first times. And that there might even be a big step for most people saying, I'm not going to do it.
And I think it's a great tool. It's a great tool. It's something that just try it. Every time you say you can't do something, just switch the word to won't and then sit with it for a second and see what happens. The ego gets all shook up. It's like, oh my God, it's like the ego got exposed. You know, it's running around in your head naked and all of a sudden it realizes, oh, I don't have any clothes on. It's running around trying to escape because that's exactly what it's like in your head. So while the ego uses avoidance to create mediocrity, the ego uses declarations, so we talk about what we're going to do, and the ego weaves this into our subjective reality, and it makes us believe we actually did something where we actually avoid doing what needs to be done. So declarations and talk gets out ahead of the goal, and then volition of will collapses. The ego makes you feel like you are progressing. And the ego just keeps on talking and talking and talking. So I had a friend who had brilliant ideas. And he would make declarations of this new big thing, the next big thing he was building, and he was going to make this huge launch. Yet, nothing would ever transpire. And he would be so excited about how this big thing would change everything that he got caught up in excitement, and he just didn't do anything. It became a pattern. And I know, you know, I don't follow him anymore, but it was such a pattern that one time he says, oh, I got this new thing. And I just turned it off. Just because once you do it enough times, you lose all credibility. Your thoughts on that, David?
Yeah, you know, the interesting part for me is that those interesting ideas in the beginning, like you said, you become interested because it sounds like a great idea. But then the amount of, you know, lost opportunity, not just for the person who came up with the idea, but the people who were going to receive it, you know, the same way, like I think about the podcast all the time, because if we had this great idea and then imagine we stopped at episode 50, the amount of people and emails and the community, there's such a ripple behind that doesn't come to like fruition because you quit.
And it happens even when opportunities come into your life, right? So when you have something good potentially come into your life, there's this temptation to talk about it. And part of that drive is actually fear, because you want others to confirm this is great, because you're not really sure, but you think it's great. So you want other people to confirm it. This happens in sales a lot. They'll say, I got a huge sale coming. It might actually be a great lead, but you begin talking about it like you already closed on it. And mm-hmm. the talk begins to replace the action needed to be taken. And when things fall through, you feel like the universe is against you. But in truth, you never took action. You didn't have the sale. You were talking to everybody about the sale, how it's going to make your month, how it's going to do this. It never came in. And what I teach in sales organizations is one of the first things I teach them is don't talk. Don't talk until you're posting it. It's done. The deal and the contract is signed. And this is it. Then talk. Then go and ring the bell. Don't ring the damn bell before the contract is all the I's are dotted. Don't ring the bell. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah. And that's why I feel like now when I talk about my experience, it's an experience that's done. It's in my books already. You know, when going through now after the competition, I could talk about the experience of competing. But so many people talk about like, yeah, backstage, back then. You've competed? No, not yet. It's like, how are you talking about it then? You got to, like you said, seal that deal and then it's real.
Talk about it. So now when we talk, if we're going to talk on declarations, we definitely have to talk about social media, because social media is a magnet for declarations. Because of the way the algorithms are built in Mimetic Desire, and they're always asking, what does Facebook ask you? What's on your mind? And you are compelled to talk about all the great things you're going to do, all these great courses you're creating, this podcast you're going to build, this book you're going to write, all these great things that you're doing. See, social media is set up for us to show the world and others just how great we are doing. We write out things as we wish they were. I see posts on, oh, my loving husband, it's the greatest relationship ever, and things. And I think it's crazy when I actually see these posts and know the truth behind the scenes, right? Yeah. And so I know it. We write out what we hope will happen, you know? Oh, I'm doing this fitness competition, and you get all this attention and all this likes and all this, and go for it, all this, and behind the scenes, you haven't even started training. You're going to start next week. You're going to get serious next week. But you've already posted it, and you're getting all these declarations. And so you can see, and you're an expert, more an expert than I am on this, but social media is built on talk. Talk, talk, talk. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that's...
Well, I know you agree, but tell me more about it.
I think the part to understand about it is to share, and that's the part that people miss. People are sharing what they want to do or what they built in their head that they're doing, even though they haven't done. I have a friend that posted about his fitness journey that he's going to go on from a Wendy's parking lot, and that, as soon as he told me that story, I looked at it because I was so excited for him. I FaceTimed him. He's in the Wendy's parking lot. It's food on his lap. That's the best example I could give of what social media is like, because you're sharing what you want to do, but not what you're really doing. And there's a very few people that will, you know, show that through the app itself.
Because that is actually declarations. That is the Mimetic Desire. You're wishing it would happen, and that's what you're posting. And the ego is doing that. So, you know, the ego is doing that to get the attention, to get the approval, to get the belonging, to get it going. And it absolutely stalemates people. So if you think about it though, Dave, declarations are built in the third wave information society, right? That's the way it is. The gurus, this is important too. All those gurus and experts are telling you how to build businesses in the new technology and third wave. And what do they tell you? You must build your brand. So You start to build your brand. You hit social media. You create a website. Maybe create a logo. Maybe post some videos. All in the name of building a brand. Yet, you fail to do the work. They focus on the brand before building or creating the business. They haven't created the product. They haven't written a book. They haven't created the courses. And they haven't become a coach yet or a consultant yet. It's easier to talk about the business than build it.
Yeah.
And it's a mistake, people. If you're building your brand before you have a product, you are in declaration habit. You are going to fail every single time. I don't care what the experts say. It's just the way we are with the volition of will and human being. You noticed when I say we haven't launched anything, why? Because we're building the business. The business has to be built, then build the brand, then launch out into your social media.
Yeah.
To do it before that is ridiculous because you're wasting time that you could be working on what you want to sell or what you want to bring to the marketplace. What you do. So please, I don't care. And you experts can scream at me all you want. I've built enough businesses to know this is true. And I've seen enough people fail in this new technology world also because they followed the guru's advice. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's a really big point that you said, is that, you know, people try to share as an expert rather their experience of learning, or they're sharing the beginning before the hard parts, you know, because a lot of people, like, in the beginning, I didn't want to share any of my experience because, yeah, I lost some weight, but to be a competitor is such a different experience. And even now, like, I've talk to people, I'm like, I'm almost a bodybuilder, even though in here I am. People make more time declaring to social media rather than visualizing that happen.
Yep. And I'm telling you, and it happens all the time in business. People are talking about the great podcast they're building and follow me and do this. And here's my website. And this is it. And you go there. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know, and we're honest. We have a website and we're not selling anything yet. We have what would you say, $100,000 worth of supplements sitting over here. We're not selling. Why aren't we selling anything? People ask why? Because it's not ready. The business has to be functioning first before the brand. And so we are going to be starting. You're going to see us go brand heavy. You're going to see us heavy in social media. You're going to see us marketing. You're going to see us advertising. You're going to see us on TV. You're going to see us everywhere. Why? Because it's time to fill the community. It's time to fill the business. It's time to sell the Go Right program. It's time to build a medical clinic. Until it's ready, you don't do that. You know, you will fail if you do. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've seen it. I've seen it in masterminds and experts come in and tell us this. And especially 10 years ago or so when I was first getting into this, and I just think they're idiots. And they get paid millions of dollars to consult. That's millions. And I just shake my head. It's moronic, people. It really is. So how do we end the declaration habit? See, the ego must protect itself from you making any attempts to change. See, when you set a target, when you complete your goal setting, just setting your goals, you've taken a huge step toward a new reality in life. Please understand this. The first step in shifting your life, whether it be your career, your money situation, your health, your relationships, nothing can change if you don't change. Setting your goals, setting the target, puts you in a very rarefied space, people. Numerous studies have shown that only 3% of the population sets goals. 3%. And only 1% actually write them down. Now, if you take a moment to comprehend this, you will begin to understand the current human condition we've been talking about, with humanity being trapped in the mid-red zone energy of fear. They feel trapped. That's why we see increases of anxiety, of depression, and avoidance. By actually going through the process of higher goal setting, which the first step is your wants, You want to release all the wants that you're carrying, because this decreases mimetic desire. And you want to pick what your spark is, and that's your desire, part two, and you connect to that spark. This is where you put the plan together. This is where you start the actions. And three, you want to move into intention. This is where you begin building that new identity, that self-authored identity. When you do this, you are in the 1%. And I promise you, if it's executed, you're moving out of the declaration habit. But be aware, the ego is going to fight you. When creating anything new, you will be met by resistance. Moving through resistance is hard. The ego is activating its fear program and attempting to create avoidance. While climbing the mountain, especially in the beginning, you're going to be challenged. Talking is easy. The ego loves to talk and make declarations of what you're going to do before you do anything. And as we've discussed, this shuts down action. See, in part two of higher goal setting process, in the desire part, you're connecting to your spark. You put the goal through what we call a laundering process, and you move into action immediately. The one thing you can do right now. It doesn't matter if it's a call. It doesn't matter if it's talking to someone. It's that one thing you can do right now. And that moves you out of the habit of declarations, because you've already moved on the mountain and started your motion to build momentum. Do you have any comments on that, David?
Yeah, I just think the too many people use talking as their way of affirmations, but it's to yourself. It's the things that you tell yourself. People miss that with the declaration. Oh, I'm just putting that out there to be accountable. It's the same people that when they don't have a trainer or a coach around, they completely fail. They need that forced motivation to put behind it. And I think that's why a lot of people are doing it. Because if you're able to tell yourself it and believe it and do it, and nobody knows, nobody's giving you a pat on the back, nobody's saying, hey, good job, and you still push through because you have a bigger thing. And then afterwards, if you want to tell people what you've been doing because you've done it for a while, great. But I think that that push, that solo push, there's a difference between that affirmation and declaration.
Absolutely. So I think this, breaking the declaration habit is actually easy. Just be quiet. That's it. When the ego activates the want of approval to be seen, use the let go technique. That's why we have those techniques. And don't talk. Don't post. Go silent and quietly work. It's that simple. It's actually a conscious choice. Be quiet. Be silent. Don't worry about your brand or being seen. First, do the work and build the business. Don't worry about others' approval or belonging. First, work on the diet and exercise program. Quietly be in the gym doing what you need to do. Don't tell anybody you're doing it. Be in there doing it. Instead of seeking approval, let approval come to you as others begin to notice the results from you quietly working toward your goal. That's the secret. That is the secret. Be quiet. Work in silence. When I leave social media, because, you know, I always have to do Facebook, we always put the podcast out there. When I'm quiet as I've been, you know I'm working. And I'm working on something. When it's time, I'll come out. Believe me, I will explore all over social media. But not while I'm trying to build something, not while I'm testing something, not while I'm beta something, when I'm ready to put it out there in the world. Believe me, when that new book is ready, you'll get sick of me because I'll be out there so much. But not before it. Does that make sense? Be quiet. That's the secret. Shut up. But yeah, the ego's going to want to.
I've even done this in phases going into this, because in the beginning, I didn't tell anybody what I was
doing. No one.
And then now towards the end, I'm rarely on it. I mean, I spend maybe 35, 40 minutes a day on social media, just going through and just kind of seeing videos of bodybuilding or even pictures, but it's not to socialize. It's not to post. It's not to, hey, look what I'm doing kind of thing. So it goes into phases, especially like you said, it's a crunch time. Okay, let me go into my cave and kind of build.
Yes.
And come back out.
So because you know what the challenge we have is our culture views silence as weakness, right? See, if you're not on social media, I think you're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. It's quite the opposite. And I'm telling you, the ones that are huge are not on social media while they're building something, you know? So for the ego to survive, it must have you talking. When you quietly do the work, the ego actually suffocates. See, in the beginning, you believe you must talk and declare and make declarations because you feel you need to gather support. And believe me, very important, mimetic desire is always at play within all of your closest groups. And that includes family, your social media followers. Mimetic desire is always in play. They cheer you on as they fantasize just where they're going to place that knife in your back. And it's true. It's human nature. And if you're not in this awareness, you will be in desire and the ego will drive your jealousy. And again, remember what I said. Only 3% set goals and only 1% write a plan for the goal. So when you begin to succeed or when you start to change anything, your tribe will not be happy. I'm sorry to tell you that. This is a fact. Those closest to you may even attack you because they're not doing anything. Your success is making them look bad. So what do they say? Oh, so-and-so think they're better than us now. Or so-and-so, look at them. They're all about themselves. When in truth, you are working. You are changing. Now, the light at the end of the transformation tunnel, it's like a little tunnel for transformation, right? Once you transform, then the tribe will love you again. Just understand that. Right? Am I right or am I wrong? Once you're done, they love you again. Oh, you're the greatest. You're the greatest. While you're going through it and you're making changes and you're failing and succeeding and really going, nobody wants to talk to you about it. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. They don't. Yeah. Because you unconsciously make them feel bad because they're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's something that like even you feel bad almost, you know, because to watch that your changes make somebody else feel that. And that's something I think the ego started to use with me a lot because I didn't want to talk about it. And I, for a big portion of it, I started wearing bigger shirts around people I knew weren't dieting and people who tried and failed multiple times because I didn't want my successes that I was having to make somebody else feel bad. And that was also something that I had to learn to try not to guilt myself out because I earned it. But at the same time, I'm not doing it for anyone else. I'm not doing it to show off. So at the same time, for the way they feel is not how I'm making them feel. It's how
it's amazing to watch it because, you know, I have good friends in the past that reach out and ask me for help, right? Mm-hmm. And I give it freely. There's no strings attached. And you could confirm that I do that, right? So they jump into whatever and when, let's say they come to me for health or something like that, and they don't attain what I have done. They always go, well, you did. When they don't get the results that they had the expectation and they came to me, I'm just helping them as a friend, then they literally shut me out. This has happened more times than I can count. They want to get into shape, and after a couple of months, they quit. They never contact me again. And what they fail to realize is I've worked out for 41 years. You're not going to get what I've done in 3 months. I don't care. And if I should subtract the 1 year where I had a broken back, right? And I couldn't work out because my back was broken and I was in the hospital. This would still come around to about 10,500 workouts I've done. You think you're going to be like me in a few months? You're not. And these people disappear. And so think about, David, how many people have come to us, they want to do a podcast, right? We do whatever we can do to help them. We will help you. We will promote you. And after a few months, they quit and we never hear from them again. They don't realize we've done over 1,600 episodes and they don't get the results that we have. It took us 2 years before we gained any traction of consistency. before we even started gaining any traction. And they wonder, they disappear. They come in and they don't get those results. I have people that want to speak for a living and become a professional speaker. And I set them up with connections. You've seen me do it a million times. I even send them to my agent, Darlene. And when they are not getting high paid talks, they quit. I never hear from them again. They don't understand. I did hundreds of talks before I ever got paid. So it's like people understand that if you choose a journey, right, and you have expectations from somebody else's results, you're going to fail. Mm-hmm. That's a declaration. And when you don't get the results that you expect, that's when you need to go in neutrality. I'll talk about that tomorrow. That's when you need to move in neutrality, because the idea is, if you choose a journey connected to your purpose, if you choose a journey connected to God, you will in the beginning be traveling alone. That is social resistance. Social resistance is strong when you begin your climb in the mountain. Now, if you're talking, making declarations, you're setting yourself up to fail. You must move in silence. And you have to have trusted advisors, coaches, consultants to help you with the challenges of your climb. These advisors or these groups' main job is to keep you accountable and in expansion. All others do not need to know your path until you've built strong momentum. You see, silence is a strength, especially in the beginning. Let others post their wonderful, perfect life while you're working out or working on a project or getting up early in the morning, working on yourself, creating that self-authored life. Let the others post their wonderful life. And when you are tempted to talk, to make a declaration, simply slow down and feel the energetic force of expansion and shut up. Your thoughts, David?
Yeah, that last part's the funny part, because just doing it, especially in the beginning when I posted that I was up at 5 o'clock doing cardio, I had one of my friends that's actually I've known for a very long time. He goes, ha, let's see how long that lasts, right? Because I always used to say I'm not a morning person. Good thing I can take that and understand it and kind of, you know, not let it affect me. But, you know, after doing it consistently for a long time now, the same person wrote me and said, how did you become a morning person? You know, and that was the part where I was like, I'm just doing it. And then the same way, like you said, at first they don't believe, then they want to know. At first they don't, now they want to know. And that was the same thing when it came to the health stuff in the beginning. I wanted to talk to everybody about it, you know, and then I held back. I stopped. And now that I don't talk about it, at Brett's powerlifting meet, people were coming up to me and talking to me.
Yes.
People want to have conversations, but I'm not going out my way to talk about it. The less you talk, the more people want to talk. And I think that's.
Yes, because you've accomplished something. See, that people don't do anything. They talk so much in today's world, right? It's all talk, talk, talk. TVs, talk, talk, talk. Be quiet and really connect to you, because you conserve a lot of energy that way too. You don't need to have a fan club when you're starting a journey. Get the fan club when you're at the end of your journey, right? You will have a fan club, trust me, because so few people have. We just looked at the goal statistics. You cannot change your reality without setting a target. Only 3% of the population do it. So they're not going to change. People are not changing. And when you start to change, you're the one that's odd. You're the odd man out because you're changing. You're the weirdo. You're the one who doesn't want to party in the weekends anymore. You're outside the tribe. Understand it. And if you understand it, again, no judgment. They have their reality. You are setting your reality. Mm-hmm. Let them be. You don't have to get resentful, because if you do, then that's the ego again pulling you in. You got to have expectation that, oh yeah, I'm going to have resistance. And some of what's hard is when you get it from somebody you really care about that you thought for sure would support your transformation, and they don't. Okay, don't worry about it, because you can't control other people, right?
Yeah, I think just being selfish with that capital S is very important.
You got to guard your goals, people. Guard them with your heart. That's what's great about the Stress Mastery community. Those people in there are not going to pull you down ever. That's where you should post. If you're posting there, you're going to get honest feedback. You might not always get the feedback you want either. Might get some honest feedback. They're going to talk to you honestly. Everybody in there is sharing their experiences because through experiences, you gain wisdom. And wisdom is when you can change your actions from the past to create a new future. There's a big difference between talking about it and actually gathering wisdom through experience. Mm-hmm. Then you finish your show in the next couple of weeks, you will have wisdom. You will have experience. You'll be able to talk to somebody. This is what it's like. This is what it takes. This is what happens. You'll be able to do it because you did it. Mm-hmm. That's when you talk about it. Now, you did it right. You didn't tell anybody. You didn't tell anybody until you had momentum built up. Once you have momentum built up, talk. They aren't going to stop you because once your momentum's built up, it's built up. But people will notice your changes or whatever you're doing long before you need to talk. They will actually notice it before.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, agreed.
That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by making the declaration to like, share, and subscribe. Can you guys do that for me? As always. Oh, wait. The frog. The frog is back. As always, until next time, stay inspired.